This is the switching off and being creative strand. So this is all about people getting people more involved in creativity, culture, heritage, art, that whole creative sector. So that's what our programme is, which is running from January till Easter.
Why was it important to do something like this for ye?
Well, I mean, it's a national initiative. So this was one of the strands under the Keep Well campaign of getting people to engage more and be more creative. So I suppose it was tasked to the Library Service / the Creative Ireland programme, because that's what we are engaged in on a daily basis. So it was very important for this, as well as our physical well-being and our mental well-being, and using our brain and tuning off from every day what we're doing, whether it's listening to news or you're sitting at a computer all day working. To be able to engage in something like, now what we had hoped was that we'd be able to do some physical outdoor sort of creative program, but unfortunately, due to the level of the COVID restrictions that we're in at the moment, we've had to, the majority of our program is gone online, but online with a caveat that there's, you know, activity packs, or you're more engaged. It isn't a case of just going on and watching a talk or listening to music or whatever, which are all really, really good in their own, but we wanted more people to be more engaged. So even if it's a case of having a ball of wool and a set of needles or a calligraphy pen, that they were feeling that they were actually taking that time out and they were doing some sort of an activity that was engaging them and closing them off for that half an hour or an hour, once or twice a week, whatever it may be.
So a lot of work will have had to go into this, like preparation. What kind of things have you decided to put together?
Yeah, well, an awful lot of work has gone. I mean, the Library Services has been running flat out behind the scenes anyway. This was on top of what we're doing. So there's been a lot of, we had, as I say, originally our plan before Christmas was the hope of some outdoor activities that had to be all scrapped and redone in January. So we had a very quick turnaround to turn this around. So we have a bit of everything for all age groups. Like we're trying to target all everybody in the general community, and also then trying to target as well the particular isolated people or people that definitely would not have the opportunity to engage. So we've everything from, we have a family tin whistle program, which is in partnership with the Cavan Mullen Music Generation. We have a big knitting project going on at the moment. We're in our second batch. We've already sent out over 400 packs to that across not only the county, but we've sent across to other counties as well. And this is in partnership with the Carriage Activation Centre here in Clonus. And it's a simple little knitting thing. It's learn how to knit, and it's knitting an Easter bunny. That has really taken off. Through our cocooning and delivery service that the library does, and also targeting specifically certain groups across the county, we have done up care packs, or mindfulness packs. So again, that was all about, you know, it could be as something simple as an adult colouring book or a puzzle book or painting by numbers or some simple things like that there, but something that maybe people may not have in the possession or may not be in the opportunity to get out and buy it. So we've also done up creative family boxes, and again, this again is really good quality art packs. And we're going out through the family resource centres and the food bank network. So we're targeting families who are finding that just that little bit more challenging and tougher at the moment. And this is a family initiative that they can all work together. We also then did a call out. I did a call out then to creative practitioners to deliver programmes. So this was to engage them to deliver, because we're very conscious at the moment that particularly in the creative and the cultural sector, in terms of employment, in terms of things happening, that this would give a little bit of employment to them, even if it's just once off, but for them to create something. So we've a range of online program happening has started from January, as I say, will run to Easter. So there's everything from music, there's Mandela, which I've never done myself, which is an art. We have art and story time. We've a beginner's drawing course starting this Saturday. It's a 4-week program. And by the way, most of this is all booked out, and we've had to put them on maybe a second or third time. We've learned calligraphy. We have a photography course coming up. We've upholstery courses coming up. So that's the type of program that we're putting. But again, the whole idea is that it isn't just about listening to somebody or demonstration, that there is some sort of practical. There might be a pack going out. As I say, it could be as simple as the calligraphy pen that's going to be part of the calligraphy course. So the feedback has been, we've been overwhelmed. The feedback has been fantastic. As I say, most everything has booked, some of our stuff has booked out within minutes of going up on social media. And we have been in a position, lucky enough, to be able to put it on a second or third time. So, yeah, it's been a baptism of fire.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It sounds like an incredible amount of work, but it also sounds like a huge amount of opportunities there. I was going to ask you that, of if somebody is participating in something like the photography or something like that, presumably they have to have their own camera or whatever is needed for it. But then you mentioned there that the calligraphy pens were sent out. So what way does that work?
Yeah, well, I mean, the likes of photography, yes, we won't be buying cameras or that, but nowadays most of us are using our phone, you know, unless you're a real avid photographer and you're part of a club. So no, the photography will be based on using the phone. Will be based on using your phone, but also there'll be the opportunity, if you have a camera, how to maybe utilise it more. Maybe you've bought it and have never had the opportunity to really get through the settings of it. So that's it. And I mean, the calligraphy, we felt, we would send the calligraphy pens out for that, even for the drawing sketching work course. We just sent out the required pencils, that's drawing pencils is needed. So it just feels that there's a more connection and there's more engagement. Not that I'm saying that there is engagement in the others, whereas they're talking that there is, but they're just people feel that they're definitely part of something, because they're not physically going to be in a room doing it together. There is that more of a connection.
Well, they definitely feel a real sense of achievement when you've completed some sort of a course like that. Even if it's a week or if it's 4 weeks, it'll give you a sense of achievement, definitely.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to date, some of the things that have been running or halfway through, there's definitely the feedback. I mean, I'm getting emails back in from families and participants just saying this has been absolutely fantastic and it was exactly what they needed at this time. And, particularly family coming together for half an hour a week to do something together, you know, outside the schooling, or if the parents are still working or maybe not working, but it's an opportunity and it's just an achievement for them. It may not, none of this means that it's a certificate at the end of it or that, but it's about doing something maybe you've always wanted to do. For example, even the simple, which seems simple to me, I suppose, and maybe some people, just knitting a square. We've already received parcels back of people knitting the squares, of which will be turned into the Easter bunnies. But even people have just emailed going, I haven't lifted knitting needles since I was in school, you know, many moons ago, and this has been great. And a lot of them have done it. Grandparents have done it with their grandchildren. Parents and children have done it together. So this whole thing of, you know, doing an activity together that may not have happened 12 months ago. You know, children may have been just doing it as part of a school project or some sort of a club, and you would have been doing it in the corner. So this whole thing of the family connecting more together in the broadest sense, or connecting with the community, maybe it is through Zoom, that's the mechanism we have to use at the moment, but it's the whole thing of people connecting together and feeling part of something and achieving something for themselves.
I would imagine there's going to be people listening now who are slightly disappointed, even like myself, who didn't get, you know, an opportunity to maybe book into any of these, or, you know, maybe we're a bit late to the party. Is there anything that they can do themselves, or is there any plans for future for anybody who's listening now and is like, I would have loved to have done something?
Yeah, well, look, it's what we've learned a lot, particularly in the last 12 months, in terms of online delivery and how we go forward on this. So we are looking at hopefully some of these that we will be able to run out again. I mean, of course, all of these are reliant on budget. And this specific one is funded through the National Keep Well campaign. But as a library service and as the Creative Ireland programme, we're looking at some of these initiatives that we would hope to run again, maybe at a different level, or, you know. So, no, we're definitely very conscious of that. And we have waiting lists and we're trying our best to meet expectations at the same time for it all.